Margie and Smithy, what about you? Do you have your Christmas tree up already?
No, I don't. I leave mine till December, but it's a lady that I clean every week, and she has hers up 24/7, leaves it up all year.
Oh, wow. So it's there. It's there for 365 days.
Yes, she has the whole house decorated. She's a two-story place, so her staircase upstairs is all tinsel and wreaths and, yes.
Just loves Christmas?
She does, and she's getting quite elderly now. She's in her 80s. So it's too much trouble to get the tree up and down. So she has the fan taped off so you can't turn the fan on in the lounge room because it would knock the angel off the tree.
Oh. Helen and Ed, what about you? Helen, is your tree up?
Hey, yes, it is up, definitely. Hey.
Helen, when did it go?
It went up actually on, I think it was it Saturday or Sunday?
Okay.
Something like that. And my kids actually wanted it to go up, and we are not even going to be here on Christmas Day. we're flying to Adelaide on Christmas Day and seeing family for the first time in 2 years.
Oh, nice. Oh,
lovely.
It's exciting because of COVID. It's like this year everything's just a bit more exciting. So I'm never putting my Christmas tree up early. I'm always the believer of nuts. The later the better, but this year, it's cause for celebration, I reckon.
I think a lot of people are doing that this year. It's normally they stick to that 1st of December, but it is, this year it's like, bugger it. We're doing what brings us joy.
Yep.
And this is what brings us joy to put up the Christmas tree.
Everything's been turned on its head due to COVID.
Kaylin in Freshwater, do you have your Christmas tree up?
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay.
When did you put your Christmas tree up?
Ours went up on the 3rd of November.
The 3rd
of November.
Is that the date you do it every year, Kaylin, or you just wanted to go a little bit early this year?
No, no. So my partner and I, we try to do it every single year around the first week of November.
Are you a bit of a Christmas addict yourself?
Yeah, we both are, actually. We just think it's, you know, it's the best time of year. It always brings joy regardless of circumstance.
Christy in Edmonton, do you have your Christmas tree up yet?
Yes.
Yay!
Another one. Wow. Okay.
When did you put it up?
My husband got it out for us yesterday and the kids and I will decorate it this afternoon.
How lovely. Must have been the day yesterday to get the Christmas trees out.
For a handful of people in Cairns, yeah. The rest of us, no, we'll wait to December 1.
Natty in Bentley Park, good morning. Do you have your Christmas tree up?
Certainly do. First time in 26 years it's gone up before the 1st of December.
And why? Wow. What's the reason behind that, Nat?
I gave up listening to my five-year-old asking every day and then he was homesick yesterday, so I put him to work.
Heck, oh, it's pressure from the kids, isn't it? I'm hearing a lot of pressure from the kids to get the trees up.
Will you
definitely
keep this tradition, Nat, and will you continue putting it up early or are you going to go back to the 1st of December?
I really don't know, but this year he's begging for Christmas lights outside now the Christmas tree's up early, so maybe I might have to wait.
Go all in. Go all in.
Go rogue.
Jace in Trinity Beach, what about you, Jace?
Mate, ain't no Christmas tree at my place.
Fair enough.
Inky, I've rung child services, reported you. It's definite child abuse. I think what you're doing is, poor Coco, you're breeding a vegan flat earther, I can see happening right now. She's going to be an advocate for butterfly rights or something like that by the time she's 19. I'm feeling really bad for her. I think we need to do something. We need to nip it in the bud right now before it gets out of control.
Yep.
What did you say? I'm breeding a vegan what?
Flat earther.
A vegan flat earther.